When someone you love needs a little extra support, choosing the right care matters. At RLS Care, we provide trusted NDIS and aged care services with compassion, dignity, and respect. Whether it's personal care, domestic assistance, or supported independent living, our dedicated team is here when it matters most. Call 0433 037 337 today and discover how RLS Care can make a difference. RLS Care. Independence starts with the right support.
You're listening to SBS News.
A life in hiding, a trial and imprisonment for war crimes. The death of convicted war criminal Ratko Mladic in a prison hospital in The Hague was confirmed by UN court officials. Called the Butcher of Bosnia by his opponents, the 84-year-old former Bosnian Serb military chief had suffered several strokes in recent months, with The Hague tribunal ultimately rejecting calls from Mladic's family, calling for his release due to his declining health. The news-led bulletins on the Serbian state RTS television and the official Bosnian Serb television.
Vanredne vesti da je nekadašnji komandant Vojske Republike Srpske i haški osuđenik Ratko Mladić preminuo u 84. godini u zatvoru Haškog tribunala.
Mladić spent 16 years on the run, hiding in remote safe houses, aided by family and nationalist sympathizers, before being arrested in Serbia in May 2011. More than 20 years after the war in Bosnia and Herzegovina, he was found guilty by a UN-established court of orchestrating the 1995 massacre of more than 8,000 Bosniak Muslim men and boys in the UN-designated safe area of Srebrenica. The massacre is regarded as Europe's worst atrocity since World War II. The chairman of the presidency of Bosnia and Herzegovina, Denis Bečević, says his thoughts are with the families of the victims.
War criminal Ratko Mladic was one of the most brutal killers of Europe in the 20th century. He is a war criminal that a UN court convicted for genocide against Bosniaks, terror, expulsions, deportations and most horrific crimes. He will be blacklisted in the history of Bosnia and Herzegovina, Europe and the world.
The war between 1992 and 1995 left an estimated 100,000 people dead and 2.2 million displaced. Ratko Mladic's trial at the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia in The Hague lasted 530 days, involving some 9,914 exhibits and a total of 592 witnesses. Mr. Bečević says the present is informed by the past, and the work now is to ensure genocide and war crimes are not repeated.
We, as Bosnia and Herzegovina, have to turn to the future, preserve the truth, fight for justice, and educate new generations so the genocide and war crimes never happen again to anyone else.
On the streets of Sarajevo, these residents say the death of Ratko Mladic provokes strong emotions.
I think it's the end of an era. He's a convicted war criminal, according to the international courts. What's interesting here is that one part of the country perceives him differently, but I think history will make us understand what is his place and where does he belong.
I am glad, because I think people can now move on. If his death makes it easier for people to move on, then I'm really glad it happened. People and victims especially will never forget it. But if his death makes it easier, then I'm glad. I don't know what else to say, but there is this psychological barrier, so I think this will make it easier for people to move on to the future.
Bosnian Serb nationalist leader Milorad Dodik says as far as he's concerned, Mladic had his supporters, and he regards him as a fighter for Serbian freedom.
In any case, for Ratko Mladic, who is a criminal to some, but for the Serbian people is exactly how those people perceive him, is a great figure, a man who, as I already said, defended the people, and thus will be inscribed into history.
Dodik is a controversial figure who himself was convicted in February 2025 by a Bosnian state court for defying the decisions of the international official overseeing the country's post-war peace agreement. He dismissed the conviction as a politically motivated attack orchestrated by foreign actors. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres expressed solidarity with victims of the Bosnian War and urged political leaders to reject genocide denial following the death of Mladic. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says what happened must never be forgotten.
The Secretary-General reiterates his call for all those in position of power to refrain from denying the seriousness of the crimes that have been adjudicated. He strongly condemns any denial of the Srebrenica genocide as a historical event and any action that glorifies those convicted of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide by international courts. Accountability remains an essential step for lasting peace.
Munira Subic lost two sons and her husband in the Srebrenica massacre. She says she'll forever carry the pain of the loss of her family. And the actions of Mladic are hard to understand.
First of all, I'm sorry that he died. He should have suffered more. He should have waited longer to die. He should have dreamt of our children's eyes as he complained that he was dreaming this. So I'm sorry that he died. He should have lived in his suffering, under the pressure of his heroism. Second of all, he died where he belonged.
Munira Subic says even with the pain, she wants to look forward to a brighter future.
People should learn from the past so that they can have a better future. That's my message. People should learn things. People should know that differences are okay, but divisions are not. People can be divided only by good and bad. This is my message to everyone, to my grandchild, every child and every person who wishes to hear my message.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.